You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Monday, May 23rd. A U.S. Department of Homeland Security memo obtained by Axios shows that the DHS is concerned about the violence and attacks by pro-abortion extremists should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. In the May 13 memo, the department warns that violent threats directed at Supreme Court justices and others involved in the abortion debate, such as politicians, members of the clergy, and healthcare providers, are likely to persist and may increase leading up to and following the issuing in the court's official ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health. Axios reports that the U.S. government is gearing up for a potential surge in political violence once the Supreme Court decision is released, and law enforcement agencies are investigating social media threats to burn down or storm the Supreme Court building and murder justices and their clerks. According to CBS News, the National Capital Region Threat Intelligence Consortium has referred over 24 online posts to its partner agencies to investigate. Some of those posts spoke of burning down or storming the U.S. Supreme Court and murdering justices and their clerks, members of Congress, and lawful demonstrators. Nearly 3 months after controversially offering his congregants a money-back guarantee if they tithed 10% of their income for a year and nothing happens, Willow Creek Community Church senior pastor David Dumit recently admitted the hard reality that the suburban Chicago megachurch has been forced to cut its staff due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on giving. In a YouTube video, the pastor explained, quote, "Willow is about half of the size we were before COVID, which is right in line with the churches across the country. But as you can see and as you can imagine, that has fiscal impactions. The hard reality is that we are in the process of right-sizing our staff, which unfortunately means some reductions." Critics are sounding off following the release of Disney's new Pride Collection, a clothing line targeting children. The company has recently been under fire due to its reaction to Florida's new parental rights and education bill, as well as reported efforts to increase LGBT advocacy in its children's programming. The new line features a range of merchandise, such as t-shirts, baby clothes, sweaters, and other items, all bearing the rainbow pride flag that symbolizes the LGBT movement. The new clothing line is just a part of Disney's continued push to promote sexual confusion in children. "Children weren't designed to carry the weight of adult sexuality," says Focus on the Family's Zachary Mettler. In comments to the Christian Post, Mettler also suggested that Disney is trying to plant the idea into children's heads that same-sex couples marrying is morally the same as marriage between a man and a woman, and also attempting to teach that gender is malleable, which he says will confuse and negatively impact them when they become young adults. Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, says that Latino voters are abandoning the Democratic Party or leftist ideologies due to their commitment to life, referring to abortion. The faith leader told the Christian Post, "Latinos are ditching the party because it has become anti-Christian and anti-religious liberty." He pointed to polls conducted by news outlets such as the Wall Street Journal as evidence that Latinos are abandoning the Democratic Party in droves. A poll conducted by Marist University with NPR and PBS NewsHour found 52% of Latinos supporting the Republican candidate for Congress in the upcoming midterm elections, compared to just 39% of those who would vote for the Democrat counterpart. A Wall Street Journal poll in March showed Latinos supported the Republican congressional candidate over the Democratic contender by 9 points in this year's midterm elections. Fellowship Baptist Church in Sydney, Montana, declared Monday that it has rejected an offer from Pastor Jordan Daniel, J.D. Hall, to resign following a recent arrest on weapons and DUI charges, which they attributed to a vitamin D deficiency. Police said in an officer's report that when they approached Hall, he spoke slowly, his eyes were watery, closed slowly and deliberately, and his speech was slurred and mumbled. He also stumbled, displaying poor balance, and performed poorly on a field sobriety test. No alcohol, however, was found in his system when a blood alcohol test was administered. Fellowship Baptist Church said Hall, 40, who is also known for his abrasive street preaching, offered to resign a day after his arrest for bringing the stain of rumor upon the church. when the news of his DUI began spreading on social media, but they rejected it because he did no wrong. Fellowship Baptist Church said in a statement Monday, Pastor Hall tendered his resignation to the church Thursday after being charged with DUI on Wednesday evening. There was no alcohol in his system, and he blew 0.0 on the administered breathalyzer. However, police insisted Pastor Hall failed the administered field sobriety test. Pastor Hall has suffered from documented vitamin D deficiency, which can result in poor coordination, slurred speech, word displacement, etc. This medical issue has been discussed openly for some time and has been the subject of our church's prayers. Winston Marshall, the former banjo player who left the famous British band Mumford & Sons after facing a barrage of attacks for a post on Twitter praising journalist Andy Goh's book about Antifa, said after spending months reflecting on the matter, he feels like I got my soul back. After his bandmates also dealt with backlash from his comments, the musician apologized, a move he later questioned. Quote, as I continued to research, I felt more and more that I'd participated in a lie, Marshall said, that really affected my conscience. The musician came to Christ again following his divorce in 2020. Quote, if you fear God sincerely, then you won't fear worldly issues, worldly problems, he explained. Marshall now runs the Marshall Matters podcast, a show where he regularly shares his thoughts about cancel culture. We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. If you could take a moment, we would greatly appreciate a 5-star rating and review in either the Apple Podcasts app or the Spotify app. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter by clicking the link in the podcast description. You can also download the Edify app by searching your app store for EDIFI or clicking the link to the iPhone App Store and Android Play Store in the episode description below. Thanks again for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.